thanks to colleagues and thanks to you for what I think has been a very warm debate. I think there's a yearning for a farce in the Labour Party and in the Labour movement. I think that starts with honour hiding the truth. And the truth is that we've lost 180 since the 1997, 4.5 million votes, only 210 Labour MPs in the three regions of England out of 210. And we've lost the twins of progressive politics. On the one hand, standing up for the underdog and for those squeezed in the middle, and secondly, being the party of change. And I'm really dedicated to getting those two back. Secondly, it's about authentic, not triangulation. Let me be authentic about me. I went to a conference school where people left from sitting next in class without exams at all. And that fired my belief in quality of opportunity. It's because of that that I invented the Building Schools for the Future programme when I became the Schools Minister. It's because I believe in the region of power that as a government secretary, I was there delivering power not just to the town hall, but to it. I believe that the environment and climate change is a fundamental challenge for our generation. Climate change isn't actually an environmental issue. It's an economic issue, an energy issue, and a foreign policy issue. And I authored the climate change bill, the most radical piece of environmental legislation in any country in the world. I believe that we are obligated to people whose names we don't know and whose we can only imagine who live on the other the world. That's why we should always be an internationalist party. But there's one other thing. We've got to believe in politics, not closed politics. The politics of the movement, not the politics of the machine. You will bring out the best in my leadership if I bring out the best in your leadership, in every community in the country. Tonight, we spent a lot of time talking about how we could build a better. I'm interested in building a better tomorrow. That's why I'm standing for the leadership of Labour.